KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have light rain. We've picked up 5/100ths of an inch since 7 a.m. for a total of 17/100ths. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports 36-year-old Amanda Jones of Creston was arrested Saturday on a theft charge. Jones was taken into custody at the Creston Walmart on a third-degree theft charge, and she was later released on a $2,000 bond. Two men, one from Adair County, the other from Union County, were arrested Thursday afternoon on drug charges in Nebraska. The Nebraska State Patrol said late last week that around 1:20 p.m. Thursday, July 16th, a trooper observed a Dodge Ram pickup failed to signal as it turned and exited Interstate 80 at mile marker 231 near Dar, Nebraska. During the traffic stop, the trooper detected the odor of marijuana coming from the bed of the truck. A search of the vehicle revealed 52 pounds of marijuana contained in bags in the covered truck bed. The driver, 46-year-old Paul Scheimer of Creston, and his passenger, 24-year-old Cody Hagel of Orient, were both arrested for possession of marijuana, more than 1 pound, possession with the intent to deliver, and no drug text stamp. Hagel was also arrested for possession of a firearm during a felony drug violation. Both were lodged into the Dawson County, Nebraska jail. Well, the extreme heat of July is starting to stress some of Iowa's corn and soybean crops as conditions vary across the state. ISU Extension field agronomist Angie Reek-Hines said much of the corn crop in western Iowa is having a difficult time.
Even the rain we get now probably is not going to help that a whole lot just because it's been so dry there for so long. In the rest of Iowa, like northeast Iowa, is fairly wet. I don't anticipate seeing any yield loss potential on that simply from the standpoint of they've had some adequate rain.
The condition of Iowa's soybean fields is wide-ranging as well.
South central Iowa, west central Iowa, southwestern Iowa, those beans look stressed. You get anywhere else in north central Iowa and going into northeast Iowa, the beans look really good. Almost R3 in almost all the bean fields, which means we're at beginning pod.
This past weekend brought Iowa some of the most oppressive heat of the year, with heat indices statewide in the triple digits. So soybeans, she says, are becoming more and more stressed.
We're really pushing that crop this year with this heat, and I think the big challenge we're going to look at going forward in time with beans is we'll see whether we get a pest outbreak or not.
Reek-Hines is based at the Wright County Extension Office in Clarion. The Griswold School Board is set to meet this evening at 5:30 in the elementary school library, and on their agenda is discussion on estimated facility savings, first reading of board policy series 400 and 401, IASB policy updates, and an annual review of board policies in series 505 and 711. Discussion and action items on the Griswold School Board agenda include, but are not limited to, the approval of the auditorium sound system and middle school, high school intercom system repairs, the appointment of a business manager, treasurer, and board secretary, as well as district attorney, approval of bids for bakery, trash removal, dairy, and snow removal. Also, the Griswold School Board will act on a review of the district's affirmative action plan and an appointment for the affirmative action coordinator. Approval of a foreign language waiver, approval of a resolution appointing the paying agent, bond registrar, and transfer agents, along with action on approving those paying those persons or entities and authorizing the execution of an agreement. Also, the approval of a tax exemption certificate, and they'll act on a resolution authorizing the terms of issuance and providing for and securing of the payment of school infrastructure sales, service, and use tax revenue refunding bonds during the Griswold School Board meeting at 5:30 this evening. The Iowa Legislative Council on Friday unanimously approved Secretary of State's plan to mail every voter in the state an application for an absentee ballot in the November general election. Fate did a similar mailing for the June 2nd primary, but the Republican-led legislature voted in mid-June to force Fate to seek the council's permission for such a move in the future. Senator Joel Bolcom, a Democrat from Iowa City, is one of 24 lawmakers who served on the board panel.
I'm glad that the majority Republicans are no longer mad at Paul Pate, our Secretary of State, for his earlier work on the June primary.
Earlier this month, Republicans in the council rejected Democrats' call to let Pate do the statewide mailing. Senate Republican leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny said the proposal the council approved on Friday came from Pate and ensures uniformity.
You won't have 18 counties sending out an absentee request and 81 not sending them out. All Iowa voters will have access to an absentee ballot request, no matter which county they live in.
The plan also bans county auditors from sending absentee ballot applications with the voter identification number filled in on the form. That part of the plan approved Friday may be challenged in court. There's already a lawsuit challenging a new state law that changes the way county auditors may correct or fill in missing information on the request forms that are mailed in by the voters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is the latest Republican to speak at an annual gathering of Iowa religious conservatives that presidential candidates like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump have addressed in the past. Pompeo's remarks to the summit, sponsored by the family leader, emphasized religious liberty concerns.
Right now, 4 out of 5 people around the world don't enjoy full religious freedom. And we're fighting tooth and nail to change that.
Pompeo specifically criticized the Chinese Communist Party's actions in Hong Kong and threats against Taiwan.
We've called out China's war on faith, its mass detention of Uyghurs, its godless decisions to replace church displays of the Ten Commandments with words from General Secretary Xi have not gone without being called out.
Pompeo, former Kansas congressman, told the crowd, the Trump administration also has been focused on a critical mission to bring fairness into U.S. trade relationships with China. According to the family leader, Pompeo addressed a crowd of about 650 late Friday afternoon in West Des Moines. Pompeo also met Friday afternoon with members of the Iowa Farm Bureau and Iowa Soybean Association. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican, says if there is a vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Senate should start to fill the process of filling it as soon as possible.
We have a Republican-held Senate and a Republican president, and so I don't see that there would be any difference between the president and the Senate on a selection of a Supreme Court justice.
Republican senators refused to act on President Obama's nominee after Justice Scalia died in early 2016, arguing voters that November should decide on which president should get to fill the vacancy.
That was a different situation. A Republican-held Senate with a Democratic president. And so we were divided on who that selection would be. This is a different scenario where you have a Republican president and a Republican Senate. There's likely not to be a lot of disagreement when it comes to the selection of a justice.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg announced Friday she was undergoing chemotherapy for a recurrence of pancreatic cancer. Ginsburg, who is 87, intends to remain on the court. Senator Chuck Grassley, Iowa's other Republican senator, was chairman of the Senate committee that refused to hold a hearing on Obama nominee Merrick Garland in 2016. And Grassley said a hearing should wait until after the election if there is an opening on the court in 2020. Ernst said Republican senators should hold a hearing on a Trump nominee, even in a so-called lame duck session in November and December after the election. She discussed the issue with Iowa Press host David Yepsen on Friday.
If President Trump is defeated, if Republicans lose control of the Senate, would you still support doing this prior to January?
Well, one, I wish nothing but the best of health for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think we all do, and I'll be praying for her. And it is a lame duck session. I would support going ahead with any hearings that we might have. And if it comes to an appointment prior to the end of the year, I would be supportive of that.
Ernst became a member of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee after the panel's hearing for Brett Kavanaugh, the second justice President Trump has appointed to the nation's highest court. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.